I want to pray now for families. I saw in the Spirit discord. I saw continuous argument and discord. And the Lord is saying to me that it's leaking grace. It's leaking grace. In fact, it's directly affecting your finances. And you're looking and wondering, why is it? Why can't I break forth in the area of, in this area? This discord and this argument and I can tell you can't afford it. You can't afford it. The enemy has just been at work. But I want us to pray. Because we've been waiting on the Lord. We've been praying. We've been trusting God. Those things are drawing the hands of God back. They're drawing the hands of God back. And it's not to point finger at anybody that somebody is the one causing it. It's not to pass blame to anyone, but for each person to examine himself or herself and look at the way that you have contributed to it. The family is the basic building block of the church and of the society. When the family fails, the society will ultimately fail. And that is why Satan has been after families, to destroy families, to ensure that families are not strong. And with that, is affecting every other institution connected to it. You don't have to agree on everything, but you can put a stop to strife. You can put a stop to discord. There are two areas that this thing will ultimately affect you if you don't stop. It will destroy your finances and it will open the door for sickness and disease. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now specifically for families where these things seem to just be almost unceasing and continuous. This is not from you. This is not from God. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, every tree that the Father has not planted, every tree that the Father has not planted, we start to root them out right now. We root out strife. We root out discord. We root out arguments. We root out disagreements. We root them out. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Satan, I'm directly addressing you. And I say in Jesus' name, concerning these families, the blood is against you. The blood is against you. No more strife. No more discord. No more continuous argument and argument and arguments. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may think you are exercising your right to speak, but there are those around you that are observing it. And it's affecting them. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're a merciful God. How can God answer prayers where there's continuous discord and argument and fighting and argument and argument? How can God answer prayers there? Father, forgive us. I stand in the gap in this situation, and I'm just asking for your mercy. I'm just asking for your mercy. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. And Lord, let there be supernatural healing in these families. Let there be supernatural healings, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Developing a breakthrough mentality. And I'll be taking us again to the book of Mark, chapter number 2. And I'll start to read from verse number 1. Mark chapter number 2 from verse number 1. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. And immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, nor even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Some translation says, and he taught them the word. Verse number 3. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by 4 men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, everybody say broken through. That means that the crowd could not stop them. Hello. There were so many people there, but he could not turn them back. He could not stop them. And I've been asking us the question, what will it take to stop you? I said, what will it take to stop you? Will you allow the crowd to stop you? Will you allow experience to stop you? Will you allow thoughts to stop you? Will you allow challenges or problems to stop you? They broke through and they laid down the bed on where the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, so faith can be seen. Hello, somebody? Talk to your neighbor and say, faith can be seen. So when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. What did he say, son? Because he was part of what? The common word of Israel. He was part of the family. Even though he was part of the family, but here, this same person is paralytic. He says, son. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. What were they reasoning? Reasoning in their hearts. Why does this man, if you go ahead and read it in the TPT, he says, some of the religious men, there's something, you know, there's faith and religion are not the same thing. Hello, somebody. I said faith and religion are not the same thing. Christianity is not a religion. I think only one person said yes. I mean, Christianity is not a religion. It's not activity. Hello? It's not activity. Oh, how many? It's not programs. Christianity is a personal walk with God. Christianity is relationship.
having relationship with God. So somebody said, are you a Christian? Oh yes, I attend church. This is the name of my church. No, that's not the answer to that question. Do you have relationship with God? Christianity is relationship with God. It is not a word, just religion. What is the difference? Religion is activity that is not producing anything. Even though you are active, you say you are, it is not affecting the lives, it is not changing lives, it is not transforming lives, it is activity without productivity. That is religion. So why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Verse number 8. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Because Jehovah sees and Jehovah knows. There's nothing hidden from him. Hello? He said, why do you, which is easier to say, the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk, that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, what did he say to the paralytic? I said to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. And immediately he arose and took up the bed and went out in the presence of what? Them all. He got there as a paralytic, but he left made whole. He got there sick, he left totally healed. He got there completely bombarded by the circumstances that has bowed his legs or his body and whatever it is, but he went there in the presence of them all, walking out, and they were all amazed and glorified God. I say to you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the days to come, things are going to happen to you that will cause not just others to be amazed, that will amaze you in Jesus' mighty name. I say things will happen that will amaze you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not, tell somebody, say it is not over. Say the year has not ended. That it is not over. Some of us are not talking. You are not facing, you are not turning to your neighbor. He's not going to beat you. Say, turn to your neighbor, say it's not over. Say the year has not ended. The year has not ended. Nothing is going to take away my joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And they glorify God, saying, we never saw anything like. We never saw anything like this. Can still things happen that people say we never saw anything like this? I said, can there happen that we say we never saw anything like this? I want to share with us 8 amazing things that will change our lives. How many? 8 amazing things. You know, it was about almost maybe about 11:55 p.m. when the Lord started downloading this thing in my spirit. He actually said 12. He said, I'll give you 12 things that will change their lives. And I started writing. By the time I got to 8, I said, I think, let me just leave it at 8. Because I'm not sure they can take 12. And I left it at 8. Left it at 8. Because 12 would, you know, it will give it to us at another time. But for now, let's just settle with 8. Number one thing, I want us to know this. Number one, I said 8 major things. 8 things that will change your life forever. Number one is this. Breakthrough is a lifestyle. Breakthrough is not a message. And to even put it more, it's not a sermon. Breakthrough is a lifestyle. It is the lifestyle the believer has been called to live. It is the lifestyle the believer has been called what? To live. So if you're a believer, and especially if you belong to the city of refuge, you have been called to live the breakthrough lifestyle. from the very beginning. God made it clear. Let's go there. Genesis chapter 1 from verse number 26. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them. Who are the them? Them. Not the man. I've said so many times, God did not give dominion to man over the woman. Hello, somebody. So if you are the man, if you are the husband, stop saying to your wife and say, look, you know, I'm the man in this house. I thought that was obvious. Hello, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. God did not give dominion to man over woman. Can I show you where dominion from man over woman came about? Can I show you? Okay, Genesis chapter number 3 from verse number 17. Let's go there. This is Genesis chapter 3, the chapter. What is this chapter all about? It's the chapter of the fall. Man fell here. He said, Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil. This is where toil entered. Toil was not part of original design of God for man. What is toil? Hard labor. Sweating before you feed. Hello. Toil. It's a toil. You shall eat of it all the days of your life. Can you operate in grace rather than toil? Verse number 15. He said, and I'll put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, it shall bruise his heel. And let's continue to the woman. He said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain, you shall bring forth children. Can you see where it started from? In pain. That is why when contractions start, is with pain. It's because of the fall. In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Settle for the man that will love you, not the one that will rule over you. Rule over you, and men don't rule over your wife. Love them. Hello? Love them. Breakthrough is the believers. Let's go back to Genesis 1:26 now. Genesis 1:26. Breakthrough is a lifestyle that the believer has been called. Let us make man in our, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. From the very beginning, he gave man dominion. Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. 27. Let's go to 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created what? He created them. Then 28 now said, and God what? Blessed them. He blessed them, and then he now said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. What is what? What? He blessed them. Blessings is divine empowerment to you as a believer to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth. And when situations occur that is contrary, to subdue it. That is breaking through. That you, they don't stop you. But you subdue it. To subdue it and have dominion over creation. It's a breakthrough. Is a lifestyle. Is a lifestyle he has called us to live.
question is this: are you living that lifestyle? Are you living the life of breakthrough? Are you breaking forth? Are you breaking through? That is the lifestyle you have been called to live. If you have not been living like this, it's time to re-examine everything and say, Lord, this is the lifestyle you have been called to. Where are the gaps? Why am I not living like this? Why am I under circumstances instead of breaking forth? Why am I under the weather instead of breaking through? Break forth and breakthrough is a lifestyle. Number two is this. Number two, I want us to know that we are living in a fallen world. We are living in a fallen world. We are living in a world that is already corrupt. This world has been corrupted by sin, and it is decaying. And as a result of sin, you have sicknesses, you have diseases, you have issues, you have so many things happening. This world is falling, and it will continue to decay until eventually it is destroyed. Hello? I say it will continue to decay until it is eventually destroyed. We are living in a fallen world. The moment man fell, man handed dominion to Satan. Satan became the god of this world, and he started ruling, and of course killing, stealing, destroying, and everything like that. In the world, you have tribulations. In the world, there will be issues. In the world, somebody said, yeah, you may not be facing any right now, but a time will come when you eventually face one. So the challenge is not the problem you are facing. The challenge is your response. I said the challenge is not the problem you are facing, because you can't rule out. This world is embedded with problems. It's a problem-solving universe. So it's not, oh, you don't know the problem I'm facing. We may not know the problem you are facing. The issue is not the problem that you are facing. The issue is the response, your response to the problem you are facing. Because if you are not responding, if you are reacting, if you are not doing what you should be doing, then what happens is this: you are not able to subdue. You are not able to break through. You are not able to break forth. The book of John 16, number 33, in the Amplified Classic. I have told you these things so that in me you may have what? You may have what? What is that perfect peace? Complete peace. What does it mean? Is the word shalom. Is the word shalom. Is, and what it means is this: nothing missing, nothing lacking. You may have perfect peace, nothing missing, nothing lacking. And what again? Confidence. In the world, you have tribulations. In the world, that we, whether you go look for it or not, there will be issues will arise. In the world, you will have tribulations, and what else? Yeah, trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Look at it. This is who is speaking here. When you face problems, when you face trials, breakdown, complain. Is that what he said? Oh, this problem is too much for me. Lord Jesus, I'm walking away from you. If you don't solve it, is that what he said there? But what did he say there? Be of good cheer. That means when the enemy comes with a big punch and hits you like that, and instead of you say, oh, this is a... And then you just say, peace. When trouble comes, Jehovah. And he does like this. You are confusing him. What is happening here? He's not, the back is not bent. He's not complaining. He's not collapsing. What is happening here? What is happening here? What is happening here? You are being of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. For I have overcome the world and have deprived it of power to harm you, and have conquered it for you. Amen. What a way to start. That problem has already been conquered for you. That situation has already been conquered for us. Amen. Who spoke there? Was he joking? Is he a joker? He just said, let me just say this. You know, no. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. He said, I've overcome it for you. When you kept sending those applications, and they were pushing back. Sending the applications, and you were pushing back. Sending the applications, they were pushing back. They don't know that they are preparing you for the best. Preparing you for the best. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody it is not over. Number three is this. Even though our faith is personal, but we have not been called to walk alone. Even though our faith is personal, mothers cannot get born again for daughter. Father cannot get born again for their children. Faith is personal. Everybody must get to know Jesus Christ for themselves as personal Lord and world and Savior. No matter how tall the height of your dad is, you must grow your own height. They can't ask you what's your height and then you say, okay, my dad is about 6'4". No, it's your own height. Faith is personal. But we have not been called to walk alone. Let's go back to Mark chapter number 2. Mark chapter number 2. Faith is personal, but we have not been called to walk what alone. Mark chapter 2, let's go back there. The Bible says that four men arrived carrying this paralyzed man. Four men arrived. He was paralyzed. Supposing he didn't have anyone to carry him. Supposing there was nobody there to help him. He couldn't have walked to the crusade by himself. He needed these four men to carry him. You need others too. Hello. There's nobody that's been created an island on his own. There are people that God has brought around you to stand with you, to pray with you, to push with you. In fact, the Bible says one person will chase 1,000. That means no matter how anointed you are, you can only chase 1,000. But two will chase 10,000. Then how many will three chase? How many will four chase? How many will 50 chase when we meet on the platform, upper room prayers? How many will he chase? How many will he chase? How many will 20 chase? 30 chase? The Bible says one person will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. That is why the enemy is working overdrive to make sure that people are not there. To make sure that you are not in agreement. To make sure that you are not participating. He will give reasons and give this and give that because he wants to separate you from the path. As long as he can separate you from the path, you are exposed. When was Eve tempted? When she was... she was alone. Our faith is personal, but we have not been called to walk alone. Amen. Praise God. You remember Elijah? Elijah said, I'm the only one. And God said, no, I have 7,000 other prophets. 7,000, you are not alone. Don't have an alone mentality, I'm the only one. No, you are not the only one. There must be somebody. There are people around you. There are people who love you. There are people who want to stand with you, who want to pray with you. Because there are issues that you face that you cannot defeat the situation alone. Hello, somebody. You cannot defeat it alone. Praise God. And do you know what? When you start to talk to him, say, but I don't have anybody. That's not true. Maybe you have not seen him. Maybe you have not discovered it yet. Why don't you ask him and say, there are people that you have brought. There are people you have connected me through. You know, and in the church, it doesn't mean everybody. There are people that you will connect. There are people that you know that they love you and you love them. And then, you know, it's not just for them. And it's not just, oh yes, oh, I know you love me, I will love you. No, the reason is simply when you are going through issues, they stand with you. When you are feeling down, they lift you up. Are you listening to me? And when the enemy knows that you are not going to be alone, he would look at it 3 times, 4 times before attacking. Because he knows that when he comes after you, 4 other people will come after him. Hello. So stop walking alone. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Number 4. This is very, very important. That the barriers and the obstacles you face are not meant to defeat you. The barriers you face, the obstacles you face, the problems you've been facing, the Lord said to me, they are not meant to defeat us. Then why does he allow them? Hello, somebody? Why does he allow them? He allows them to promote us. I say he allows them to promote us. Have you noticed that the year 12 exams is different from the final year exams in the university? It will allow some mountains to come. And the more in the process of climbing the mountain, what is happening to you? You are rising higher. You are developing capacity. You are developing capacity. Let me see, if you've been praying and say, Lord, increase my faith,